have now heard a lot about all kinds of racist laws and exclusionary tactics against Asian Americans. Those laws and regulations are all part of what is called, in legal terms, institutionalized racism. Institutionalized racism is racial discrimination by governments or companies through laws, rules, policies, and regulations in public and private matters, which are color-coded and racialized society. Stokely Carmichael, a black civil rights activist in the late 1960s, described it as the collective failure of an organization to provide an appropriate and professional service to people because of their color, culture, or ethnic origin. All groups of Asian Americans have been victims of institutionalized racism. The most shocking examples date back to a 60-year period beginning in 1942. Japanese Americans were the first to be victimized when they were interned during World War II. The 1982 Vincent Chin case, even though it united all Asian Americans, brought with it another form of institutionalized racism, this time aimed at the Chinese Americans. Korean Americans had to feel the consequences of institutionalized racism against African Americans during the 1992 LA race riots. And a great number of Filipino Americans lost their jobs after 9/11 because it was feared that they could be terrorists too, since a lot of Filipinos in the Philippines are Muslims. Let's hear a little more about Japanese American internment now. I hand over the microphone to Katerina Kiefer and Aranka Neufeld, our experts on Japanese American internment.